Hi again, Sunday School. I hope you're well. These have been a couple of tricky weeks, haven't they? We're coping with the new normal that coronavirus has forced on us, and hoping a new normal comes about because of all the powerful protests and discussions that are happening as part of the Black Lives Matter movement. Keep strong, guys. And remember, only 5 more weeks until the summer holidays. As always, do remember that Mother Juliet and I are here for you if you need to contact us. You can find contact information on the St Swithin's website, or you can find us on the Sunday School WhatsApp group. You know we love hearing from you. Today, we're thinking about hope, really important in these strange times. You might have noticed that I've used the words hope, I hope you're well, and hoping for a new normal, already in talking to you today. It's a word we use so much in our everyday lives. But what does it mean for us as Christians? In today's reading from Romans, we are told that hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Paul is explaining that God loves us so much that he has poured his love into us as the Holy Spirit. With the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in us, we are reminded that whatever happens, God's got our back. And that makes us powerful. Powerful to make a stand, make a difference, and keep on going with hope in our hearts. Some of you might have seen on Facebook or heard from Mother Juliet that the Black Lives Matter posters her family have put up outside the vicarage are being ripped down. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is talking to his disciples about how they should go out into the world to share the message of Christianity. He knows that they will come across people who will not listen to their message. In that situation, he doesn't tell them to use violence to get their point across, nor does he say, "Give up hope when you come across people who won't listen, and don't bother trying to get the message to anyone anymore." What he says is, "Let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town." Jesus is telling the disciples to peacefully protest. That's what will make a difference. He knows that with hope inside them, they can return to a place of peace and continue sharing their message. That's what Mother Juliet and her family are doing every time they replace a Black Lives Matter poster that has been torn down from outside the vicarage. Sharing the hope we have through Jesus, shaking the dust off, sweeping up the scraps of ripped paper, and proving that hope, peace, and love make us powerful. I'm sending you all loads of love with this message, and I've added some resources for you on the next pages. May God keep you safe and healthy and happy. Amen.